Hello, yeah, Gordon Ramsay here. Beautiful. Get that in there. Podcast. Great stuff. Bit of seasoning. Done. Dunna Say That Would podcast. It's fucking raw.
Dunna Say That What?
Do it for the cheeriest one as well.
Both fucking
great podcast.
Someone they put peanut butter in a horse's mouth.
Were you cocking in wolf hands?
No.
How best? As you can tell, it's the Christmas special.
Merry Christmas.
Fuck you.
This week's sponsored by Flanking the Pre-Game in Warzone. Joining me as always, a man who says the best way to get a cute Jewish girl's number is to look at a forearm. Currently disgraced former producer Toby Sharing.
I couldn't even get there quick enough.
A man who puts the Yule into Yul Brenner. Producer Wayne Ventura, a.k.a. Spicy Big Tasty, a.k.a. Spicy Big Tit, a.k.a. Spicy Big Chest, a.k.a. MC Crispy Deluxe, a.k.a. Big Toasty, a.k.a. Kevin Spacey, a.k.a. Dave Toasty, a.k.a. Kevin Tasty, a.k.a. Spicy McNugget, a.k.a. Clem Fandango, a.k.a. Big Slice, a.k.a. Nick Jacob Rees-Mogg Cook, and the inflexible Rob Biles, and I've got in brackets Pale Marcel, but I can't remember what that was. I don't know what note that was I made, but...
It is true.
I can't remember why I wrote it, but it's there.
I like
but welcome along, everyone.
I like Clem Fandango's just snuck in there as well.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can't hear him, though, because he just turned his mic off.
No, I am. We're good.
Pity.
It just adds time to the podcast, doesn't it? Helps with the numbers.
It's good for the algorithms.
This is going to go out on Christmas Day, so...
Is it?
Hopefully you've all had something nice. And this is the lump of coal in the bottom of your stocking.
This isn't a lump of coal, this is an entire sack of shit.
As many listeners have said.
One star, Apple Podcasts.
So, a few Christmases ago, Kev went to great expense and effort to get all of the gaming lads a little personalised gift from his current employer, Coca-Cola. So this one was firm handshakes for 2021. Here's the 2022, and then my gamer tag, which is at Big Dick Dan. So I wanted to get you all something personalised again this year. Nick, some cooked matches. Rob, there's some Rob's matches. Kev's matches.
Kev's matches.
Now you can light the candle.
I think five should be sufficient, shouldn't it?
One's enough.
I'll meet you halfway.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fuck.
That was great audio. That would have been...
The fire alarm's really loud. Like, what are you doing, you dick?
It's better we've got three lights now.
You're a fucking knobhead, you are.
Magic.
Dripping Shazam. A donut would burn if we put a donut on top.
A donut will burn.
Will burn.
So, yeah, Merry Christmas, lads.
Thanks very much.
Very thoughtful.
Appreciate that, Dan.
Yeah, a lot of effort went into that. More effort than I really could have afforded today while painting a kitchen. On Christmas Day as well, painting a kitchen on Christmas Day.
Oh, hang on. There's Tom Kerridge recipes, isn't it? There's 12 to collect. Who have we got? I've got Lancofters.
Oh, so it's not match-based recipes.
Yeah. Just tastes a bit sulfurous.
You can have them at half time.
Charred pineapple with salted rum caramel.
Oh snap, same.
I thought we were going to get...
I don't like pineapple, but that sounded good. I think it was the rum.
The photo doesn't look very appealing, does it, Kev?
No, it looks like a fish
dish. Dead mackerel.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Merry Christmas. His lamb kofters look like shit with a bit of lemon on the side. Or kofters.
If you're having lamb kofters for Christmas,
we're sorry. Have a fucking proper dinner, you cunt.
Why haven't you come back?
What the fuck's going on?
Right then, time for some perfectly written Sly news. I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's often the reading that's as bad as the writing, so in we go.
The smell of burnt match in here now is too much.
You told me not to do five.
Yeah, I told you not to do three as well.
No, you never.
Wind it back. Right.
Check the tape.
VAR.
Right. Michael Bublé has confirmed that the posters asking if people have seen his cat don't constitute that she's missing. He's told Christmas Monthly, I'm just dead proud of her.
Do you like the really like unnecessary semicolon in that one as well, just before he, that somebody's put in?
Oh.
He told Christmas Monthly. There's just a random set of quotation marks.
Oh, yeah, just thrown in.
Just to keep you, you know, keep you guessing.
I was looking for the semicolon.
I'll pull my trousers up. Jed from Jedward this week made his brother Ward swallow a torch. It wasn't a prank. I just wanted to see his little face light up.
John Tickle switched the lights on in Erdington this week. Nothing to do with Christmas. They just finally got electricity.
Shithole.
Are you doing one, Nick?
No, carry on.
Pussy. Mick Hucknall says he's fuming that his Jehovah's Witness Advent calendar, with his Jehovah's Witness Advent calendar, every time I open a door, someone tells me to piss off.
Ian Watkins has launched a new book at 8 to 13-year-olds this week. He said he was delighted when it actually hit one of the little fuckers.
Fucking hell.
It was H.
I've never touched a boy.
Confusion on Celebrity University Challenge this week, as when Jeremy Paxman asked for a word with four eyes, that wasn't an official question, but an offered to a specky twat John Tickle at the back.
McFuckknuckle.
None of us have read in over a month, and it tells.
Mick Hucknall's bad luck with Advent calendars continues as he's been unable to open any windows in his Travelodge calendar.
Local man Terry from Purton, who believes he's a chocolate orange, has been sectioned.
Brilliant. Fortune teller who only ever predicts cold weather is told his crystal ball is actually a snow globe.
Fucking hell.
I split these up so we didn't get one each.
Cook Micknell has admitted defeat in his Advent calendar search this year. His final attempt led him to buy in a Microsoft calendar, but he found if he opened too many windows, they all decided to shut again for no reason.
Former Premier League hitman Ben Thatcher has been sacked from his self-described button-punching role. It's fucking ruined pantomime and Bobby Davro kept crying, he told Shinbreaker Aficionado Monthly.
South African entrepreneur Walter Wall has lost one of his largest roofing contracts
really
after coming home coming on a homeowner's tiles. They wouldn't let me wipe the slate clean, he told Diplomatic Community Monthly.
Spatchcock gets its name from being the best way to prepare and cook a knob. Multiple sources have confirmed that your mum skips this step and just gets straight down to the balls.
Kevin Vaughan's golf instructor has told him that he should work on his backswing. His instructor told Sly Sports News in a Jamaican accent.
You fucked yourself, man.
As a bush. No. It's Christmas, but that's. As a bush at the shop shirt and a bush at Great Aiken confirmed, there's nothing wrong with his follow through.
Double blow. Not for the first time, I bet. For Gemma Collins this week, as she finds out sperm isn't actually good for your skin and that a dermatologist has been struck off.
Oh, God.
All the best.
That's the fucking worst one of the lot.
Oh, my God.
Right, I'm having a fucking toffee penny while you read this cunt.
Ready, Nick?
Yeah.
Have you got just a 5-minute horn?
Oh, fuck me. Lord Sir Jew Alan Sugar, NOB, has confirmed he's been suffering from seizures. They fucking seized me Bentley, ass and yacht so far, the mags. He told Crinkly Ballsack for a face daily.
Following Lance Armstrong's drug scandal, he was stripped of his 7 This to France titles.
Brilliant.
That's great.
La Vista, France.
Asked in a recent interview with Care and Counts magazine, which loss hurts the most, Armstrong confirmed it was his bollocks.
Stephen Mulhern has told press that anyone who thinks that ketamine should be banned should get down off their high horse.
Is it a horse-based fuel?
It helps deliver horsepower to the engine.
Linford Christie currently has a stalker, so he should definitely wear looser shorts.
Woolly Woofters Weekly has disclosed that the hardest thing about being gay is telling your father you like rollerblading.
Oh, God. We've not done it for a while, and you boys have jarred up some absolute heinous stuff.
Speaking of heinous, we've got another section in a moment.
Polite tube juice and Nick's finger, Nelson's column, Donkey Kong, tallywhack and mic stand, eggplant, banana, cucumber, footlong, wine bottle, can of beer, mess a system joystick. Can you fit it up your ass? It was always burning since you tried to stretch it. Can you fit it up your ass? No, we didn't like it, but we had to try it.
It's back.
Oh, shit.
We said we'd get more use out of that drop, and it'll probably come back again, because, let's be honest,
there's always stuff you can shove up there.
Yeah. Possibilities are endless. So, in keeping with the Christmas theme, I've got a Diggler's Dozen of Christmas things.
I've just realised I've got two Diggler's Dozens back to back.
Back to back.
We can add a third if you want.
You can shove stuff up your arse back to back as well. You can shove a dozen Digglers up your arse. You ain't that big. Well, some of it ain't. So, kicking it off, first Christmas item that you either can or can't stick up your arse, Yule log.
Is that Yule Brynners?
a frozen turd.
If you want. Hey, it's your arse. You get to choose. I feel like because Nick missed this on the previous time, it was
Nick
all
has to answer all our.
It's Nick's to answer this time.
It would be quite pointless, surely, wouldn't it? Because it's just going to mush everywhere, ended. Isn't it? Unless it's like my frozen one or something. That might be.
Like take it out to thaw it, job. You have to take it out like 10. If you were eating it, you'd have to thaw it.
But let's just clarify. We know it's called can you fit it up your arse? The real question is, would you fit it up your arse?
Plenty of room up there.
It's a yes, move on. Yes.
Throwback Celebrations Galaxy Truffle.
I'm jumping in, yeah. I'd rather shove it up my arse than stick it in me gob.
I saw a post earlier, people really miss them.
Yeah, because they like eating my ass out.
Well, Phil's breath smells like...
John's arsehole.
Frankincense.
Would it make you sneeze?
I don't know. Do you know what frankincense is? Uranus.
Yeah, it's... Frankincense?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good explanation, Nobed.
It's a spice, isn't it?
It's an incense.
Isn't it a...
It'll make it very fragrant as well for the next user.
It's sap from a tree, isn't it?
Frank's incense. You can light it with Cook's matches.
I reckon if it's sap from a tree, which I think it is, that's just going to be problematic, isn't it?
It's going to get matted in your bumhole there, isn't it?
It'd be like a rhino horn, wouldn't it?
This, not really Christmassy, but Frankenstein. Could you fit his bolt? Though, could you fit his bolt up your arse?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to be the pedant.
Yeah, monster. Fuck off. You could fit a monster up your arse.
Which ways?
Well, we've got a can here. So,
libation?
Rudolph's nose?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah?
They're not that big, are they, deer's noses?
What do we consider the nose? Just the tip?
Just the glowing bit.
Got you.
But that's quite bulbous if like the drawings are anything to go by.
It's so bulbous the hood wouldn't fit round it.
Well, he's got experience of dealing with that. So yes to Rudolph's nose.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
You get like a colonoscopy while he's up there, as well, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
Bauble?
That's like one guy, one glass territory, isn't it?
Yeah,
you
gotta be careful.
I don't know whether I fancy snapping that off in my anus.
Can you get different material baubles?
Yeah.
Are they less brittle?
Nah, I think they're probably more dangerous, if anything.
Okay.
Been handled by a Chinaman.
This one's not can you, but how many can you?
Ferrero Rocher.
Brussels sprouts.
I reckon a whole stalk.
Get all of Belgium up there, he could.
Fucking a whole stalk attached to the stalk.
Yeah, I reckon, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What about Lympha Christi stalker?
Christmas cracker?
If you fold it, certainly. It'd be awkward otherwise, wouldn't it? I think.
I don't know. It's already they're already cylindrical, aren't they?
It depends. Like, you get some of those with the pointy ends as well, don't you?
The open ends, that's the problem. Wheel of Brick?
You're going female to female, aren't you? It's just not going to work. Speaking of, Kev, what are your thoughts on women's football?
Not again. A Wheel of Brie?
A what?
Wheel of Brie.
Is that a quiz? Is that like a French quiz show presented by Nicky Campbell?
Lenny Kay. Campbell?
Carol Smiley.
Smile.
Christmas Carol Smiley.
I think if you let it get to room temperature and then mould it,
you'd
probably get it up there,
chance,
wouldn't you?
For sure.
And finally, as Rob already alluded to, Ferrero Rocher.
I'd say they're fairly easy.
Even this one.
I don't. I thought you were going to pull out a normal size one, but I have trust issues when you hand me like
anything
to put in my face.
Well, this was going to be off
for your face at the other end. Chap just as much shit though.
So yeah, and that I think is just all Ferrero Rocher.
Is that one Ferrero Rocher?
I think so.
No,
how many fucking hazelnuts are in that?
No,
gun?
It ain't.
I was going to take it home for Ailey to try.
No, shoving it up her ass. Let's mail it to Michelle Keegan.
Nah.
Can we DM it to her?
See, reckon struggling with that one.
That's a girth monster, that, isn't it?
It is, look.
Is it pretty solid as well?
Yeah.
I reckon that's plastic.
Nah, that's chocolate. Feel it, Kev. It's got hazelnuts on the outside, hasn't it?
It's ribbed, though, for your pleasure.
Ribbed for the gentleman's pleasure.
Yeah. Grand Ferrero.
So that was all of the things. You could fit it all up your arse.
Probably.
Well, in one go? I'd say in one sitting, but you probably wouldn't be able to.
Very good. That's it. Well done.
Very debonair. So that drop means just one thing. This is Christmas hit or Christmas shit.
It can only mean it.
All it can be.
So we've got a Diggler's Dozen. I think at last count I had 15 in here. Just making up a shortfall from some previous dozens. We'll get them equal across the series. I think that's the way to go. So I've got some Christmas songs in here, gentlemen. Dan just having some shortbread banter with Nicholas.
High drink.
Shoving it up his ass. So I'm going to read out some Christmas hits. Or am I going to read out some Christmas shits? You decide.
Remember when you had shits before band practice?
Oh, brilliant. And I sent a picture. I got a fucking text message through saying you've recently been involved in an accident, and I sent them a picture of my shitty kex. They never got back to me. So I'll read the name of the song and the artist for listeners at home if you're not familiar with the songs. We won't be breaching any copyright rules during this because most of these songs are fucking dreadful.
Christmas shit.
There we go.
Christmas shit. Spoilers.
Next feature.
So, first track, Happy Christmas. War is over, John Lennon.
Christmas shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
All right, fucking dreadful.
It's drab, innit?
There's a lot. We put a playlist. This list will probably agree with this statement. There's a lot of fucking miserable Christmas songs about war and famine and.
No, this is about war being over.
Yeah, but well, what is he? Does he like war? Because he fucking sounds miserable about it.
I was married to Yoko, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, life's a war, innit?
He was upset because there was no kids or wives around to abuse.
I wish it could be Chris. just moving on.
What, so we're in agreement? Unanimous. It's a shit. Mm-hmm.
Christmas shit, yeah.
I wish it could be Christmas every day, Wizard.
I don't. It's too much, innit? Too much planning, too much wrapping, too much
it's
turkey.
Not a rap song.
Seal's not in it.
Oh my god, you're gonna die, man.
Kev thinks he's on Joe Rogan.
All I'm saying, right, if you're this Christmas gonna buy Rizzlers and Quality Street, don't bother with the Rizzlers. All the wrappers are plastic, are paper.
Just all the wrappers are plastic. You fucking smoke plastic, bro.
Just smoke plastic. Be a man. Die the hard way.
That was so fucking Elon Musk.
Dooby dooby doo. Yeah, don't smoke Quality Street.
The one advantage,
the ASMR. To your criticisms of it being Christmas every day, Kev. If it was Christmas every day, you wouldn't have to plan. You wouldn't be able to buy presents to wrap presents. Everywhere's shut. So
it could be
Christmas every day. It would basically be like then, fucking COVID lockdown.
But could you, Kev, deal with the Coca-Cola Christmas advert on a daily basis?
Your current employer?
Your current employer, yes.
Thanks for the hat, by the way.
No problem at all.
It's almost as good as the Python.
Christmas hit or Christmas shit, boys? We didn't get a vote.
Christmas hit.
I like that song.
Do you remember that guy used to go on GMTV every year and
Mr. Motorhead.
Christmas, like I've been doing Christmas every day this year and
yeah, dopey fucking
one.
Yeah. 400 Christmas dinners this year. Yeah, fucking knob.
He's dead now, like.
Get a life. get a life or slash get a job.
Or a wife.
Or a wife.
Just fuck something, that's what we're trying to say.
Not your turkey. Master.
More on that later.
Right, track 3, Christmas in Hollis, Run DMC.
Hit.
I don't recall it. But it's Run DMC, so it's probably going to be mm-hmm. pretty good.
Is that the...
Yeah, it's in Die Hard.
Okay.
Coming on to that later. What Christmas means to me, Stevie Wonder.
Is that a no?
Nick doing a Ray Charles impression.
I'll be seeing you. I don't know if I can think of
that song.
So to not breach copyright, let me just get it up on Spotify.
It's all right.
That's what Christmas means to me.
Oh, yeah, hit. All day long, hit. It's not miserable.
It's the joy of Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, Stevie Wonder's a hell of a songwriter as well, so... And he's blind. And
I wonder, and he's black.
It's hitting all the air.
It's not a white Christmas. Last Christmas, Wham.
Whammy.
I've heard of this game that's cropped up the last few
Whamageddon.
Years.
Whamageddon.
Yeah, that's like if you're out and one of the football grounds played it earlier in the month. And
yeah, white stadium played, announcer.
Yeah, people
played 7,000 players.
Yeah.
I did see Phil Sheber actually posted a counter game, which was once you're out, you then score a point every time you hear it, and whoever's got the most points at Christmas Day wins. So,
like a fucking head count.
That's a nice way to still be able counter to listen it. To Last Christmas. I like Wham, so I'm not going to speak ill of the dead. And the other fella's still alive as well.
R.I.P. Andrew.
Died at Christmas as well, didn't he?
He did. Gave you a really good joke. Before you were podcast famous, you had some very limited notoriety on Twitter.
Around dead celebrities.
Yeah.
And they come in bunches.
Hat-trick, wasn't it?
It was a hat-trick that Christmas.
Who was it?
Parfit.
Parfit, yeah. I have to get them jokes up. They were great. I remember willing another celebrity death so that you could get your hat trick, and it happened.
I'll
you're a fucking renegade, man. This fire alarm's going to go off, and the fucking fire brigade are going to come and charge us £100. Kev!
Oh, shit!
Don't burn the fucking carpet. Jesus Christ.
Fucking stings at us.
Do they know it's Christmas Band-Aid?
Shit.
Yeah, I do agree.
Absolute Christmas shit.
Well, I'll counter that with, do they know it's Christmas Band-Aid 20?
Absolute Christmas shit. Same
Dizzy
song.
Rascal.
It's the same fucking shit song.
Nah, there's no rap in the 1984 version.
There shouldn't be in the 2000 either.
Rightly so. All I want for Christmas is you, Mariah Carey.
Shit.
I think it's overplayed now as well to death, which has kind of killed any last remaining hope that I had. Yeah. It was on life support already. Like this time next year, bookmark it.
Are we going to put some predictions out there?
Oh, yeah. That's,
marvellous.
Let's lump on. £100 down Paddy Power. Let's do it.
Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney.
Shit. It's Paul McCartney. There's not a Paul McCartney song I like.
Nah, Paul McCartney's fucking good.
I quite like that song. He's a silly old prick,
geriatric wanker.
That song's fucking dreadful. It's the worst produced of every song on this list.
That stinks, Kev.
Yeah, I've put it out.
It's got that horrible fucking farty synth. And that's overly... It's overly loud all the way through. It's fucking awful. Yeah, definitely a shit.
Awful.
Step Into Christmas, Elton John.
Christmas hit. Fucking banger.
It's pretty shit.
Nah, shut up.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Perry Como. You're a fucking Perry Como.
You fucking Perry Como.
Couple of Perry Comos.
Christmas hit.
It's classic, isn't it?
And you can belt it out. It's a singable song.
Everyone knows the first two lines and that's it.
And then you just mumble the rest of the way through.
Take a look at the 5 and 10, glistening once again.
What is a 5 and 10? Is it some sort of musical?
Fuck knows.
Dex, is it Dex?
Yeah, man, fucking Technics Dex.
Like nickel and dime.
Candy canes and silk. Oh, yeah, go on.
Is this things you can shove up your bum? Blue Christmas, Elvis Presley.
Oh, dog shit.
Yeah, fucking Poncy Nonce.
Oh, yeah.
He's got them shaky hips from fucking kids.
Incest.
I've not even had 3 beers, but I'm feeling like it.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Slay. Christmas it.
It's not
fucking
Christmas.
Fucking slide!
It's not Christmas till you heard that.
Nick loves Slade as well because they speak like him.
They're on tour next year.
Never.
All apart from Noddy.
All apart from Noddy. Too big for it.
I think he's ill.
Shame.
Get him on the list. Him and Mariah. Let's see how many Christmas people we can kill off next year.
Elton's going to be in.
Yeah, should we go after Bublé as well? See him off.
Hopefully. Now we know his kid's all right. Let's fucking get rid of him. Driving Home for Christmas. Oh, Chris Rea.
I hate that song.
He's on his way now. Set off this afternoon. Just for people's benefit. This isn't going in other shite. It's a Volvo with a registration plate.
Leaky
Volvo.
Leaky Volvo.
CR15REA.
On the way to Anfield the other day, there was Mr. 69 LFC.
Nice.
As well.
It's his favourite position and his favourite football team.
And final track, Stay Another Day, E17.
Baby, if you've got to go away.
I put this in just so we could shoehorn fucking running himself over after eating too many baked potatoes.
Brian Harvey,
thank
what?
You, baked potato. Mate, that's how we get rid of him, isn't it? We just fucking feed him some baked potatoes and let nature do its thing.
Put him in his car and feed him baked potatoes. He run himself over.
He's being sick. He let out the car to be sick and ran himself over. It wasn't a cry for help.
Easily done.
Fucking chump. He was all right, though, because he was dressed up in the fucking Michelin Man jacket, like in the video.
like the MotoGP suits that inflate when you fall off, he was saying.
Like a fucking puffer fish.
He'll be, all right, all right.
Is that them? Add more PJ and Duncan vibe for me.
That's it, Nick.
Okay. Christmas shit, then, most of them.
Alert! 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 Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! No, without William Baskerville.
Oh, it's subtle.
Little Easter egg. So,
could you fit an Easter egg up your arse?
Save it for the Easter
no,
special.
No, I'm just wondering if it's got legs, that's all.
No, it doesn't. Eggs traditionally don't.
You have to wait till it hatches up your arse.
And then you can shove it up your bum.
If you get, well,
remember Ovid? Remember Ovid video? Used to be a Channel 4 cartoon in the morning.
No.
And there was an egg in that had legs he used to run about. Just a little bit of fun for
Ovid
the kids.
Ovid-19.
Oh, we had Octown, didn't we, because of Ovid?
So, tis the season. I thought, great opportunity. We'll go through some Christmas films. But rather than just deciding whether they're underrated or overrated, that's not a feature we tend to use a lot on this podcast. We'd instead go for a traditional round of 16 knockout.
Oh!
So I've done the draw using wheelofnames.com, and I entered the 16 names into there, drew them out a ball at a time, like I do with your mum. And we have our brackets. So what I want you to do, boys, is decide which is the better of the two films in each category. They will then advance to the next round and so on and so forth until we reach the final two and eventually the final movie, which is de facto, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Sorry, I missed the rules.
It's pretty...
Pick the one you like.
Okay.
In each of these. Elf. And then maybe have a fight.
Elf.
Elf does make an honourable appearance, but it could end up struggling when he gets against other films, so we'll see. And because it's the three of you voting, I get the casting vote if it's a tie. Like, strictly, there's three people, but it could be a tie. Go figure. So in the first matchup,
they didn't want that gay lad to win, did they?
Head douche.
It wasn't because he was gay, it's because he was black. So first tie, is Dudley Moore classic Santa Claus the movie.
Isn't that the shopping centre of Dudley Moore's?
The Santa Claus, Tim Allen.
Went to prison for selling drugs, didn't he, Tim Allen?
I don't know.
I saw that his mug shot this week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not recently gone to prison.
Not recently.
Was it at college?
Oh, that's not fucking news.
It's old. What was the Dudley Moore film?
Santa Claus the movie.
No, I'm going Tim Allen.
I don't think I've seen it. Yeah, Tim Allen for me as well.
Yeah, I'll go for that because I can't remember the Dudley Moore one.
Right. Next match up, Miracle on 34th Street. Or Die Hard.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Save that for the Halloween special, then.
There's
an argument for Die Hard to be kicked out of this competition completely.
Well, this was my thinking because it's basic Christmas. It was released in the summer. Is it a Christmas movie? This is our way of deciding. And this category, everyone says it's the greatest Christmas movie of all time. This knockout competition is going to decide once and for all what is the greatest Christmas film of all time. No one can debate that. It's fact. It'll be a matter of public record.
Irrefutable.
We've done a playoffs bracket and everything, so
it's true.
Irrefutable.
Yeah.
It's not, like you say, it's not a Christmas film. It's just on at Christmas all the time. But
It's set at Christmas.
Which Miracle on 34th
Street?
Well,
there's a couple of entries in here which I'll allow you to use the entire oeuvre. So you can use...
Get out of here!
I watched that on Octown.
You can use the black and white classic or the... Or the Jurassic Park spin-off. It's up to you.
Where he disguises himself as a mall Santa. To try and
spread the word.
Have you seen this Scottish guy who's trying to say he's like a professor who's they've caught him doing something, and he's like, "Oh no, I'm not. I'm a with a." He's always wearing the mask in a wheelchair.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have you seen this guy?
Person,
oh, is that what he did? Oh shit! Oh,
for
fuck.
Research.
That's not very Christmassy.
Yeah, they're trying to like extradite into the US, aren't they?
And he keeps saying, "It's not me. I'm a professor with a mask on."
Yes. Yeah. No. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I put the two stories together now. But yeah, yeah.
Context.
I didn't know that was rape.
Tried to do something.
Yeah, rape.
Fucking hell.
We'll save it for the rape special. When do you release a rape special? When's the right time of year to release that?
Just after
Valentine's Day. Follow Die Hard and just go in the summer.
I suppose you can get outdoors more, can't you, in the summer?
We'll have to do it
the warmth helps with the length as well.
Get your raping vest on.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Where's that on?
Is that the title?
Ho, 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 Christmas special.
Get your raping vest on Christmas special.
So, I'm still going to say Die Hard because I've seen neither of those.
You've not seen Die Hard?
No, I've seen Die Hard. I've
he
not
asks
seen
which
either.
Miracle of 34th Street we're picking and then decides it matters not one bit because I've not seen either of them.
As if he's a connoisseur of the category.
I'm still sticking with Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't care.
I think you've got the deciding vote then, Rob, because Nick, Nick's gone one way, I've gone the other, and Dan's gone for a film. That's not either choice.
You got to pick one of the two, Dad. It's got to be in the category. You going with Street or Hard?
I'm going Hard.
Street goes through 2-1. No, Die Hard progresses. Right, next matchup. Home Alone.
Yep.
Or Gremlins.
Oh, you fucker.
This is the way that I had to put the proper draw in, otherwise.
The first Home Alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of deliberation on this.
It's all right. I'm at the stage where I'm not sure if Coca-Cola is the place for me going forwards. So I've had a reply from an interviewer at another business, potentially a dairy business I could be looking at.
Sell a lot of eggs.
But I've had a reply from this guy, and he's copied a reply to me and also one to somebody called Alice in the same...
Alice?
I might message that back.
What? Fucking useless.
Yeah, please.
please
reply,
like Chris and Alice.
Alice. Thank you, Alice. Who the fuck is Alice? Regards.
I can't see myself working at a dairy company, so I wouldn't worry. I can say what I want.
The dairy company.
Le dairy company.
Le dairy.
So Home Alone or Gremlins, boys?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone. Yeah.
Yeah. Gremlins is good, though. It
You're all wrong, but Home Alone does progress. The Holiday or Elf?
Elf. Fuck yeah. The Holiday.
Yeah. Is The Holiday the one with like Jack Black and in like a couple who'd never been in real life because he's like punching well above his...
And
he's a fat old bloke.
Well, that's the right choice because none of us have vaginas.
Well.
Okay, next matchup, Bad Santa or Four Christmases?
Is that the one with Angelina Jolie, Billy Bob Thornton? Is that Bad Santa?
Yes.
And Four Christmases is Vince Vaughn, and that latter got stabbed.
With a spoon? Reese.
No, with a knife. She's fine, thanks.
Otto knows.
We've fully derailed
Frank Welp.
Merry Christmas,
Jamaica.
Everyone. What was it?
Bad Santa, Four Christmases.
Fucking neither of them, man. You've gone from two great films in a bracket to two shit films.
That's the way the draw goes. That's why I went random with it.
I blame what's his face?
Thatcher. Dennis Thatcher.
Ben Thatcher.
Nah, the Premier Scottish singer. The Scottish singer that did the fancy FA Cup draw. What's his face?
I know, I'm going to wait to see how long it takes you to get there.
If you
is that one who pretended to rape that person in the mask?
Yeah.
Penny Lancaster, is that what you
mean? Yeah, fella.
And you blame him for what?
for the bad draw. He was dicking about too much, Ronnie.
I'm following you now.
What was his name?
When I Wake Up.
He's still not got
it. I feel like I've had a stroke, to be honest.
Oh, I was wondering what the table was on.
Limp for Christy shorts.
Limp for Christy shorts. Like that's the bit now.
it's the episode title, isn't it? Christmas special, Limp for Christy shorts.
Limp for Christmassy shorts.
Limp for Christmas shorts, yeah.
David Coulthard, that's who you're thinking of, innit?
Yeah, that's the one.
No, Monty, innit?
Panacea.
Colin Montgomery.
Oliver Twist, is that who you're thinking of?
Rod Stewart, fuck off.
I wanted to say Jackie Stewart, but I didn't want to give him too much of an
It's
in.
A dead horny name as well, innit?
Rod.
Rod Stewart. The only sexier name than that is Roger Moore. Bad Santa or Four Christmases, boys?
I've never watched either of them,
so yeah. Nick can vote.
Four Christmases is objectively a better film. It is rather good. Vince Vaughn's pretty damn good in it.
I do like Vince Vaughn.
Bad Santa gets the...
Does he throw any dodgeballs at anybody in that film? Because that's normally a good collaboration when Vince
Vaughn... Does he fit any wedding dish on his dad's... loft
Roddle.
On his roof and it's connected.
No, Rod Stewart, you got it right.
Roddle.
That's an entire city. He'd be fucking knackered.
He fell off a roof and died, didn't he?
Yeah.
So they're fitting a satellite dish and there's a cable that's going through the house into the back of the telly and they fall off the roof and pull the satellite dish down. It pulls the telly through the wall. Just amusing. Just a bit silly.
Fucking.
But Bad Santa.
Some cable, that.
Bad Santa gets the vote.
Was Jim Carrey in it as well?
No, Mariah Carey was.
Roddle's best mate was a fucking bird as well. Of all the things I could have helped him put a fucking dish
is
up.
Is that a fucking emu? It's not an ostrich, it's an emu.
And his name's Warren. He's an arsehole.
Okay, next matchup. Muppet's Christmas Carol or Polar Express?
Muppet's Christmas Carol. Yeah,
yeah. Wasn't a bit of that set in Shrewsbury?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I saw Scrooge's, something pop up the other day.
Scrooge's headstones in...
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Michael Caine was in that, wasn't he?
He was?
Yeah, we got it from Eddie.
And they wanted him to play it funny, and he was like, no, I'm playing this like I'm in a serious adaptation of Christmas Carol. And that's why it's fucking brilliant all the way through it. Right, next matchup. Potentially a controversial entry. You be the judge. Love Actually versus Batman Returns.
Baby!
Wrong one.
Or did you know? Oh, no.
Batman Returns.
Yeah, it's got to be Batman.
Because Love Actually can fuck off.
Love Actually.
And then final match of round one, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and you can use any of the adaptations, versus Scrooged.
I've never seen Scrooged.
I would say Jim Carrey's Grinch is enough to see him through for me. He's just...
It was in Scrooged?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, yeah. Oh, I'm going Scrooged.
I'll go Grinch because I've seen it.
Grinch has got it.
And Jim Carrey Scrooge is pretty good in
there. Right, so now we're into the quarterfinal.
Some of these have got through.
Yeah.
By the skin of their teeth.
Skin of their teeth, skin of their four. So, first in the quarterfinals, we have the Santa Claus.
Nope.
Versus Die Hard.
Die Hard's got through there, hasn't it?
Going Die Hard.
And then they would play the winner of Bad Santa or Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Muppets.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And on the other side of the draw, we've got Home Alone versus Elf.
Elf.
Yeah, Elf. But it's a tight one for me, that.
That's wouldn't like fit many things up.
Classic versus my kids' classic. That is,
yeah,
tough one.
But it gets it two votes no matter where you go, Nick. Now, fine. And then that plays Batman Returns or The Grinch.
Love Actually.
Where's Nightmare on Elm Street? The Grinch.
Ooh. Kev's the casting vote in here. Didn't Nick go early with Batman Returns?
Yeah, I just it's got. I'm conflicted by that and Die Hard, to be honest.
I feel if it was an action film category, they'd both score.
Oh, they both score highly.
High.
But yeah, like Christmas isn't the story in either, really. Which is
Grinch.
Yeah,
it's not as good a film, but it's a better Christmas film.
And that for people is
well,
the
Batman Returns got the nod for the same reason that Die Hard is considered a Christmas film. No one talks about Batman Returns as a Christmas film. It's completely set at Christmas. Fucking woman gets thrown off a building through a giant present, for goodness sake. But hey ho, we digress. Semi-final time then, boys.
We Die Hard.
Die Hard against Muppet Christmas Carol.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
We just put our foot down on Batman. Die Hard went one further than it should have.
Here we go. And then we've got Elf versus the Grinch.
Still Elf for me.
Yeah.
Elf. Yeah.
And the Christmas movie final for the de facto greatest Christmas movie of all time, bar none, irrefutable, indisputable. Muppet's Christmas Carol or Elf.
Elf. Did Elf. You hear yeah. that? Elf, winner. Chicken dinner.
There we go. Forget all the other lists because none of them matter. This one has come out with an incorrect result, but the winner is Elf. Nick, play the theme tune.
Right. Wibble bit of minge. Bless this game.
So, it's a festive special of Neil or No Neil. Noel or No Noel, if you will.
End it now, Nick. Let's
no,
go
no,
home.
No. There's actually, I've actually got a bit. So, I've been on thephonebook.bt.com and I've searched Click for Noels in Telford.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to ring the first Noel.
Why didn't we do this for, like, Neil?
You won 4-1 it?
Nah.
Ballsy.
Love it.
He ain't answering. He's dead. It's a Christmas miracle.
I've eaten too much chocolate, man. I'm not having much sweets lately. And it's hit me hard now. I'm crashing.
Try the second Noel, Rob.
Nah, it doesn't work then. There's no such thing. If any of our listeners want to try this, his number's 01952 7695.
Just 99 possible versions of this.
He ain't in, is he?
Mary Earps has won Sports Personality of the Year.
Oh, could have called that.
Well played, love.
Well, we'll save this feature for next year. Cunt. We'll try Noel again because there was no Noel, so that was a fucking anticlimax. Which is what happens when your cum goes back up inside you.
That's what sneezes are.
That's what happens to your uncle in the din table.
Could have tried though.
Nah, it's still shit.
If anything, it's worse.
Christmas shit.
Time for some other shite. Christmassy other shite. Nope, probably not.
The Yule log, if you will. So I added this one in. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you stuffed it underneath the floorboards with the rest of my corpse until the sound of my heartbeat intensified your descent into madness. A picture of Edgar Allan Poe with a Christmas hat on, looking like Dan.
Yeah, very macabre.
Bit of a topical one, not a Christmas one, but it's mad how Joey Barton misinterpreted how a commentator referred to an endo shot, and within a week he's giving shout-outs to Alec Jones. I love this app, man. That's at Davol LFC underscore or Dave LFC underscore. Nope. Oh, Davo LFC underscore on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. Have you ever X'd anyone? Have you X'd anyone yet? Are you still doing tweets?
Still tweeting, mate.
This place looks safe. I'll just park here. And it's a still of the car in Street Fighter 2.
Very good.
For those of you that don't know, you beat the shit out of that car. Little callback to an earlier feature that we did. This is a guy. Now, it's hard to know whether the first part is his name or the last part is his name, but he's Dentist Assault, suspect. So Dentist Assault might be his name. And then the perpetrator's name is first name, last name.
Mo name.
This has been in my phone memory for fucking ages. Octopus/caveman on Twitter has posted, I feel like this skeleton just wants to fuck so bad, but his pickup lines are just awful. So it's a skeleton lying in a sexy pose. And then the questions he's asking are, what food makes you grow? And the horniest of all statements, how long are your guts?
Because he wants to fill them.
And be up to me nuts in them.
I think this one's mine. So this is why font choice really matters. So it's join our team, a QR code, and then a link to the website, which is bbwjobs.com. But the L, the second B looks like an L and an O.
Is that like OnlyFans for fat lasses? They gotta be pretty though.
Let's go on it.
Liz OnlyFans. Here's a photo of Lando Norris. Or Norris from Coronation Street.
His face Lando on Norris Cole.
That's incredible. This one's me. When she's in the other room waiting for you to apologise and she hears the PlayStation beep, there's a picture of Stephanie Man looking perturbed.
Stephanie Man-Man?
My man.
Stephanie McMahon-Helmsley looking perturbed. I was trying to find your Christmas... Oh, God!
This is me. There you go, so... How to finger a girl who likes metal. And you've got a picture of someone throwing the... Yeah. Picture of someone throwing the horns up inside the fallopian tubes.
Throwing the horns to give her the horn.
I was trying to find Rob's Christmas hat trick on X, but... Turns out he's more prolific than I thought.
I'm not that prolific. There's still probably only 200 tweets.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to go too far, though.
You don't have to go too far. When did they die?
What was his name?
George Michael.
That was it.
2018?
17? 2016. Kev, 16. Bang on the nose. George Michael was an English singer, songwriter, and record producer. One of the best selling musicians of all time.
Hang on, were they on Twitter or were they on Facebook?
Might have been on Facey B, mate. Bass fuck.
Did you get a not cool comment off fucking what's his name?
Fat Tory cunt.
Yeah, I can't even remember his name. Because he.
Old bold.
Yeah, he stopped following me when I asked who was. Who's a bit. Fucking St Mirren were playing that day. He took the bait.
Not like him to bite some free food, was it? A fat knacker.
I'll find them. I'll repost them on Christmas Day when this goes out. Go fuck yourselves.
Freedom! Merry Christmas.
Enjoy or whatever.
Enjoy your pudding. What pudding will everyone be having here?
Christmas pudding.
Putting my dick in something.
Pudding. it'll be trifle and Christmas pudding.
And of course then, it will. It's fat cunt.
And then probably a cheese board.
And now a cheesecake. Trifle.
Didn't I say that what?
I'll do the post episode of.
Oh, we've got one, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Rob?
I'm not ready yet.
I'll just play some background music.
I thought it was going to be Bonjour.
Keep it playing.
I don't know where it is. Oh, there it is.
Bonjour.
Oh, was it Liz Smith? What was Liz Smith? No.
Are you okay?
No, I'm trying to go in the order of the.
Yes.
It was a busy year on celebrity deaths, wasn't it? So I had, like many musicians, 24th of December 2016, like many musicians this year, Rick Parfitt is dead. Suppose he's just following the status quo.
Yeah, good.
Then Christmas Day, last Christmas he gave you his heart, but this year it stopped beating.
Yeah, good.
And then Boxing Day, Parfitt left foot, Michael right foot, Smith header. It's a perfect hat trick, innit? There you go. Merry Christmas.
All the breast.
Spatchcock.
That's all for tonight from Newsnight. We'll be back in January. I hope you have an amazing festive season wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And now, just fuck off.
Didn't I say that what?